Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. As the provincial government lunges forward into phase three of the reopening of the economy, it can be hard to track all that's going on in Northumberland. County bureaucrats are moving quickly on multiple fronts, seeking input on everything from budgets to a strategy to support tourism. But it is not alone. Premier Doug Ford is out and about doing some political-style campaigning across the province, attempting to ride the momentum of the relaxing of the regulations, requirements, and the numerous guidelines everyone has faced over the past 5 months. Mix this with people's deep desire to return to the way it was before the pandemic, and it can leave us all a bit heady. We forget that people are still getting sick. People are still dying. This is a deadly disease, and we need to wash our hands, physically distance, and wear a mask in public places. It's all because when we don't, we know what happens. We just need to look south of the border at other countries to realize what a disaster can happen. It takes so little to put us back into lockdown once more. Today's interviews are about making our community safer and a place of well-being. First, I will speak to Sarah Tanner, a manager at Northumberland County. She wants all of us to fill out a survey on how we can make things safer and make things better where we live. Her goal is to get a lot of different agencies, institutions, and groups around a table to tackle some of the most complex and difficult issues in our community, opioids to homelessness to mental health. Next, I'm talking to Northumberland Hills Hospital CEO, Linda Davis. It just received $5.8 million from the provincial government last week. It was a big deal as the Premier and the Health Minister and the local MPP were all there. It's all going to have a huge impact on a number of areas within the hospital. So let's begin with my interview with Sarah Tanner, Community and Customer Services Manager for Northumberland County. And we'll talk about how we can become involved in the safety and well-being initiative taking place right now. I am so pleased to have with me today Sarah Tanner, the Community and Customer Service Manager for the County of Northumberland. Welcome to Consider This.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Can you please tell me about the county's efforts around safety and well-being?
Yes, certainly. We're really excited to be going through a process of bringing together a community and safety, a community safety and well-being plan. That actually is required by the provincial ministry. We are required to produce a plan. Every municipality has to produce a plan. And although the original date was January 2021 to have this plan completed, the Office of the Attorney General has actually given us an extension due to COVID. So we started in 2018, started talking about it, looking at the resources, looking at the information that was out there, looking at the guidance and the directives. It comes from the Police Services Act. And so we started with some roundtable discussions with some of our partners, including police services, fire services, health partners, education partners, a range of services across the area. And in 2018, we took a report to County Council and agreed that Northumberland County would coordinate this for the municipalities across Northumberland. And we would be the organization that brought together that learning, that helped develop that sort of leadership group to be able to develop a plan right across Northumberland rather than every municipality doing their own. So that was approved in council in 2018. And then we sort of went on from there looking at presentations, talking to people about what is community safety and well-being, what does it mean, why are we required to do this. And we did presentations with community groups, with partners and stakeholders right across the board, from safer communities right the way through to the homelessness coordinated response team and several other groups. We went to some of the municipalities. Unfortunately, COVID stopped some of that, so we will be starting again, going back and doing some presentations there. But what's really exciting now, and why I'm so delighted you asked me to join you today, is because we want to tell people about the opportunity for public consultation. So this is the opportunity for anybody in Northumberland to start to tell us, in terms of community safety, in terms of your well-being, what is your personal experience? What ideas do you have to help us improve the community? Are there any areas that we should be considering as a priority? Do you have any suggestions of things that we aren't doing now that we should be doing, or things we should be doing more of, or things perhaps that you don't want us to do anymore? Where are the areas that we should be really focusing the resources that we do have? So we're sort of in that phase now, Rob, and that actually goes on till the end of July. That's when we're collecting as many people as we can, their thoughts and experiences, to help really enrich this and make it a Northumberland plan. And if I may, I would just say that people can find that at joinin.northumberland.com. which is a wonderful consultation and engagement platform that we have at the county. There'll be lots of opportunities over the coming months for you to make comments on archives, museums, roads, waste, housing, all sorts of things will be there. But right now we're looking for you to give us your ideas on community safety and wellbeing planning. So if you go there, and obviously we know not everybody has the internet or access to the internet, or that isn't easy for them to do. So we can also give you a paper copy of that, or we can even, if you call in, we'll go through it with you and answer the questions and take a paper copy that we can put into the results later on. So there's an opportunity for everybody to give their voice about what we're actually doing. And that sort of public consultation, what that will do, will lead us to being able to really start to focus down on what the evidence is telling us, and we can start to move on to some of our subject matter experts across the community. And that could be anybody from, you know, justice organisations, childcare organisations, housing organisations, safe communities organisations. And we'll be taking some of those results of the public consultation. We'll be saying, you know, this is what people told us. This is people's experience here in Northumberland. These are the ideas that people have. What's your experience as a group? You know, what sort of data and evidence are you using to help you plan? And can we share some of that data and evidence? What is it you can offer in terms of helping us to develop plans and develop implementation plans and start to improve things in the community for our community members?
So there's a lot that you've said so far that sounds wonderful as you talk about it. But in the same breath, it sounds very vague. So let's start to unpack some of that, because you've said a lot of important things. And I want to go back so that people understand. Now, simple term like safety and well-being. When we talk about community safety, when we talk about well-being, how do you or the people you've talked to define this?
Okay. So sometimes we think of community safety as a police responsibility. And what we're saying is that actually community safety is a shared responsibility. And although we know that the police are our sort of critical partners in the development of this plan, I think we also know that community safety and trying to find root causes of crime and very, very complex social issues, we have to start focusing on some of prevention measures. And I think that's the responsibility of everybody in the community. It can't solely be the responsibility of the police. It's about an integrated approach. It's about how we sort of bring people together in a wider context so that we start to develop sort of a collective goal and understand that some of these things are so very complex that we need a range of voices around the table to see if we can start to understand what's happening, why it's happening, and what it is we can do to prevent it happening.
So let's take a good example. One thing is the opioid epidemic in Northumberland. Now, the Cobourg Police Chief has said multiple times on this show and in different interviews that we can't arrest our way out of this. He says we've got to get people around the table and we have to take a comprehensive approach. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about now?
It is one of the things, yes, absolutely. We know that addictions is a real health issue for us. We know that it's a social issue. We know it's an employment issue, a housing issue, and it's certainly a justice issue as well. And I think that's what he's talking about. I think it's about we need everybody to have a collective voice and everybody to have collective actions with the same goals so that we can start to put issues like addictions. And it's not just addictions. It could be a range of other issues, poverty, education, health. There's a range of other things, and we need to put our collective hat on and see how we can start to respond in together across Northumberland.
Okay, so give me another specific example in one of those general areas that you just mentioned that could be another illustration to help people understand what you're talking about.
So we could take something like maybe income. We know there are people with out employment. We know there are people that don't have income. And we know that that can lead to a whole range of different issues. So we know, for example, that people on low income might not have the same access to housing, the same access to transport, the same access to food, the same access to education, the same access to recreation, the same access to the environment, etc. And so as a community, we need to start thinking about that in terms of what is it we want for Northumberland? How do we want people to feel safe? And what is it we care about their well-being here in Northumberland that together we can start to address some of these things? And we know that there's lots of good programs out there already. We know there's subsidies for things. We know that there's things like food banks and clothing banks. But it's bigger than that, Rob. It's much bigger. It's how we have that voice together and how we understand that these things actually align. And the more we can support people in their wellness, the more we can support people to be collaborative partners, the more likely there is that people will start to feel safer in their community and start to recognize that this is a sort of community approach.
Okay, so in the past, there's been other discussions about getting groups around the tables. We've had different roundtables on housing and roundtables on homelessness and, you know, poverty roundtables. I mean, those have happened over the years. How is what we're doing now different from those initiatives where we tried to bring large groups of people around the table compared to what you're trying to do now?
Well, one of the main differences is that it's about bringing those tables together. So it's about trying to identify what is it that's a priority risk factor for us in our community and what's the evidence we've got about it, what do we actually know about the situation, and what are our outcomes that we want as a community, what is it that collectively we're going to say needs to happen. So you're absolutely right, we're very fortunate here, there's been great work already happening, and we know that that goes back many years of people coming together and talking about specific issues. What we're hoping for with the Community Safety and Wellbeing Plan is that it's more of an integrated approach, and it's about working across a whole wide range of the sectors and agencies and organisations. And, you know, I'm talking everybody from local government, police, health, education. I'm talking about services for children and youth and custodial services and how we actually start to align what our strategic aims are, how we align our resources, how we align what our priorities are so that we can start to work together to look at some of these issues and improve the quality of life for people in Northumberland. But that's not taking away from the work that's already been done. You're absolutely right. There's lots of great groups who work together already. You know, when we look at things like our Human Services Justice Coordinating Committee, when we look at our homelessness committees, when we look at our housing committees, our children's committees and youth committees, there are a lot of people already doing this work. We know that safer communities, they take on projects, everything from, you know, ensuring that people are safer on the road, safer in the water, safer at night, all of those things. But we need to pull all of those together now so that we can start to actually share our resources and share our expertise and develop a plan that works right across the county for all of those areas.
Now, one of the things that has happened in the past is there's been criticisms that things don't get done. We meet around a table and there's lots and lots of talk, but our ability to deal with these complex issues and our ability to measure and to be accountable to achieving certain goals has often eluded certain initiatives. How is this initiative going to be different and accountable and be able to point to results at the end of it?
That's a really great question. And I'm delighted to tell you that I have an answer to that, because this one we're actually required to put a plan together that demonstrates that we have, the ministry at a provincial level is requiring that we put a plan together and show the Attorney General what it is we're going to do in Northumberland to be able to put our key partners together across the community and genuinely consider people's community safety and their well-being. They want to see a plan which actually has a section on implementation, which is very much what you've just said. So what is it you're going to do? Tell us what you're going to do. We have to tell them how we know that this is a priority. What is the evidence you've got that this is a priority? What will you be sharing? What data or evidence will you be sharing together to be able to identify that this is a risk in your community? And then they'll be asking, so what is it you're going to measure so that we know that you've been effective, that you've actually done what you say you were going to do? How can you demonstrate to us that your planning has been worthwhile? So that's the difference this time. This time those plans have to come together, and through a leadership table we'll have one plan for Northumberland, and we will be required to report on that to the ministry. So this time it's different.
Now, recently, there's been some protests around the United States and in Canada about defunding police. And one of the things that they talk about is having mental health emergency response units that can go out. And I know that locally, at least in Coburg and in OPP and the Port Hope Police, that there are what are called M teams or mental health teams that work with the police force to go out to respond to certain mental health calls. I wonder, too, if this is the kind of thing that we're talking about, is the ability to look at responses to critical moments, crises in our community, and having the appropriate agencies or the appropriate skill sets or the experts going out to respond rather than always leaving it to the police to be the emergency response. Is this, again, something that will be considered by this consultation?
Absolutely it is. You've hit the nail on the head. And although we absolutely recognise that we have great police locally and they're playing a vital role in community safety already, we also recognise that we have a lot of other agencies when it comes to issues such as complex mental health issues that can support what the work that the police are doing and be involved in it and sometimes take the lead. And you're right, we do have a team locally where mental health workers go out with the police to certain calls and try and de-escalate crisis and work with people to get them to the service that they need. But we have other committees that are already doing that as well. We have something called the Situation Table. And the Situation Table is where a range of stakeholders come together, partner agencies come together every couple of weeks. And if there is a particular concern or crisis in the community, they actually talk about that individual crisis. And if there's risk to the person or risk to others, they will put a plan together. The police are part of that, but so are other agencies, right the way from social services to the Children's Aid Society to mental health organisations to health organisations. And they'll actually go and try and work with that particular crisis in the moment. And the mental health team are part of that as well. So we have that, and I think we're building on that. I think you're absolutely right to identify that as a priority. We're building on where our subject matter experts are and how we can best access the best service for our community members when there is a crisis or a trauma or when there is a need for an immediate response. So I think it is absolutely why, part of the reason why the province are ensuring that municipalities do take a lead on developing these collaborative planning opportunities, including community safety and well-being.
This sounds a lot like our health teams, the Ontario Health Teams initiative that's happening on the healthcare side, where one central institution is sort of taking a leading role of bringing together a whole bunch of smaller institutions and initiatives and doctors and et cetera to create a more integrated healthcare system. It sounds like this is around safety and also about social issues, et cetera. Is that a fair comparison for helping people understand the kinds of things that you're looking to do?
I think it's a really good comparison, actually. I think the Ontario Health Teams are a wonderful opportunity for us to try and improve people's access to health services and also the range of health services and the locality of health services, the availability of health services. And I think it is very comparable. I think with the community safety and well-being plan, there are differences because there are different agencies and different parts of particular agencies around the table. However, that idea of collaboration, starting to share resources more, starting to share data and evidence, and most importantly, perhaps starting to sharing that planning, so that we can all align with our priorities and our planning processes. And I, sorry, excuse me, I'm sorry, and start to align where those priorities are. So whatever it is that we identify through our public consultation and our stakeholder consultation, when we start to focus that down, these are our priorities that we're going to work on for the first few years. This is how we're going to measure it. This is the resources that we're going to share. This is how we're going to check that we're doing okay. This is what we're going to put in to our process, and this is what we expect to get out of the process. So that in itself actually mirrors a lot of what the Ontario Health teams do.
How are we going to get to a place where we're going to see all the players buying in and not feeling threatened or trying to be territorial in going forward?
Well, I think we're very fortunate that we have a very inclusive county here and a council that regularly talks about that inclusionary approach and ensuring our processes do take count of as many people's voices as possible. So I feel we're in a good place to start. But our leadership team, as we come to start developing the actual plan and the implementation plan for community safety, it's very clear from the ministry that we have to have representation from a range of areas. And that does include municipalities, that does include agencies that are countywide, agencies that have specific expertise in particular areas and topics, agencies that are governmental in nature, but also agencies that are operational in nature, delivering services frontline. So by doing that, hopefully we'll overcome some of those potential challenges that you were just talking about, that our leadership table is going to be built from people who have responsibility for, as I say, very specialist areas, either geographical or interest subject matter. But also our reporting requires that we're able to demonstrate that we have listened to people and we have heard voices right across Northumberland. And that's part of the reason that my job is I'm coordinating this process. I'm the manager who's coordinating it. So my job is to ensure that people are included and that people are heard. And that's what we're going through now. That's what I started talking about at the beginning. It's about hearing people from whether they're in a rural area or a more urban area, whether they're employed or unemployed, whether they're young or old, whether they're, living in their own house or whether they're homeless. We want to hear from everybody. So, yeah, hopefully we've thought of that. And as we go on with this plan, we'll be able to demonstrate a very inclusionary process.
So some of the more cynical listeners might hear all this and they'll say, you know what, this is just a prelude to a countywide police force and another attempt to amalgamate a whole bunch of stuff and get rid of some things and replace them with others. Is that anywhere on the radar in these consultations?
Absolutely not. I can say hand on heart that I haven't heard any conversation or had anybody even mention anything like this. In fact, I would say it's a little bit of the opposite. It's actually about saying, where do we need to put our resources? How do we know that? What is the evidence that we have that would back up our implementation plan? And how is it that we can use the expertise from a range of services to be able to define and develop the best plan possible? So I don't think it is only about policing. I think it's about trying to recognize that those very complex social issues, there's something for a range of agencies to come together to be able to try and develop solutions, trying to develop new programs, new resources, and just align together. But I don't think that's the same as eMERGE. No, not at all.
Now, for somebody who's been listening to all of this and they now want to have their voice heard, can you please one more time tell us how we can be engaged in this, how we can reach out, and how we can be part of it?
Absolutely. Well, the very best way for individuals right now who want to answer the survey, and there's also the opportunity for you to drop some ideas there for us, is to go to joinin.northumberland and actually register there to be part of the to have the opportunity to fill in the survey. We'd really like people to do that, but anybody, as I say, who isn't able to do that at the moment, they can call in and we will most certainly send them a paper copy, or as I say, we would walk through it with them over the phone and ask them the questions, and they can tell us the answers, and our staff here will make sure that they jot down anybody's ideas or experience, and we can do that. And I think if somebody is representative of a group that would like to know more about this, as I say, I have attended many different groups, but if there is a group, maybe a local organization that wants to know, they can contact me directly, probably best by email, but they can contact me directly, and I'd be happy to talk to them about coming out and seeing whether I could either attend one of their meetings, send them some information, chat with them over the phone, whatever's best. So, my email address, if I can share that now, is Tanner S. So that's TANNERS, S for sugar, at northumberlandcounty.ca. And they're more than welcome to contact me directly. They can also contact me through the website that we just talked about, which is joinin.northumberland.ca. And I have a contact number there. There's also a way that you can just ask a question. So if there's anything else you want to know, you can ask a question through that portal. But this really is the opportunity for our community members to have a say and start helping us prioritize where these areas that we need to focus on are.
Sarah Tanner, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
That was Sarah Tanner, Community and Customer Services Manager for Northumberland County. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.